This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You might assume we're both good at presenting to a live audience because of this podcast. But at the end of the day, when we record, it really feels like we're just talking to one another. Presenting information in person in a formal setting to a large audience is something that still makes us really nervous. To prepare for a live speaking event we're hosting together, we turned to our masterclass subscription to not only refine our presentation skills, but to build our confidence in a different kind of public speaking capacity. Between Robin Roberts, Hillary Clinton, and Kevin Hart's expertise, our confidence skyrocketed. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiate with Chris Voss, think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or plan your dream wedding with celebrity event planner Mindy Wise, Masterclass has you covered. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month, like our latest aha moments from Robin Roberts' Effective and Authentic Communication class that we watched before our event presentation. She taught us how to establish a genuine connection with the audience from the start. I'll always be a little nervous before presenting, but Masterclass prepared us in a way that dialed my nerves down and gave me tools to ground myself. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. Get 50% off right now at masterclass.com/shrinkchicks. masterclass.com/shrinkchicks.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists and owners of the Therapy Group.
We're on a mission to make therapy and therapeutic topics more relatable and accessible.
So stay tuned, because in order to grow yourself, you gotta know yourself. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Em.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks, everyone.
Welcome to Shrink Chicks.
We are thrilled to be here today.
We are. We have a lot of
today. Yeah, we actually feel great. We are actually excited. Sometimes we record this and it's like, oh, man, got to talk. No, today I actually feel great. I'm really happy to be here.
Me too.
I also just have to say, everyone who listens to this show, people are probably listening like, fuck these bitches. But like, everyone listens to this show, I think she's like the best person in the whole world.
I agree.
Everyone's so wonderful.
The reason why we do this is for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like, people are so nice, and it's really helpful to hear how helpful this is for people.
Yeah.
And how it supports them in their own therapy. You know, I love hearing that, because, you know, when we're just talking to each other. And so it's hard to like know how much this is impacting people. So it's really nice to hear from listeners that it's like has been helpful for them. So if you let us know, you know, we try to respond to everyone, but if we don't respond to you, we see it. And it really is really lovely to hear. So thank you so much for listening.
In today's episode, we're talking a little bit about changing long-term friendships and how to navigate them. And I think every time we talk about friendships, people have so much to say. And I think it really goes to talk about how little we talk about how hard friendships can be, the pain friendships can be, and the joy and wonderfulness. And just as a society, we have put so much weight into romantic relationships. And we say it time and time again, but platonic relationships are fucking life-changing and they can hurt us and heal us. So we're going to talk a little about that today. Before we get started, we have an amazing intro question from Alyssa, which is favorite meal of the day and why?
Lunch.
What? No. I find lunch the hardest meal of the day. I never know what to eat for lunch.
We can have different experiences.
No, we can't. You must agree with me at all times. No.
Can I tell you why I love lunch?
Yes, you can.
I just love sandwiches and wraps, you know? Like, I love a wrap.
Yeah, you do love a wrap.
I fucking love a wrap. I like recently, you know, in order to transition my lunch love into breakfast love, I recently started eating breakfast burritos because it's basically a wrap in the morning.
They're so good. Do you remember that time we were literally interviewing someone and you took a pickle off of my plate that was to the side?
Yes. I try to block that out. I've tried to block that memory out. It just was so tempting. How do you not just like go for the pickle that's in front of you?
Because I save it for last to savor it. I love the pickle.
But like, but you weren't eating it. At the end.
I was saving it. We were in an interview. Our lunch got there really late.
I just think priorities, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I should have been like, you know what? I'm going to need you to wait 10 minutes. And I should have. That would have been an appropriate boundary. I'm really sorry. My lunch was late. You know me, but I was trying to be respectful of other people's times. And that's a hard thing to do.
Which is good. But I think you could do both. You know, you can say, listen, I have to eat a pickle in the middle of this interview. I really like pickles and I save it for the end.
I struggle with lunch so much that I never know what to eat for lunch.
Yeah,
do you make your own wraps?
No, that's hard.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so no, at like lunch, I'll like kind of graze. Like I'll eat like, you know, like some chicken salad and some egg salad. I also love like prepared.
You do. You love salads. A deli salad. You do love a deli salad.
You know, like, and it's just like, I love all of the things that are like appropriate to eat during lunch.
Yeah, you and really I guess do.
I really do. And so it's just my favorite meal. It feels like it reflects my personality.
Yeah.
Like it's relaxed. It's like chill. Would you say I'm relaxed and chill? I hope.
Some days. Yeah.
I'm like a dinner, you know?
Yeah.
I would say dinner is probably the most stressful.
Oh, dinner is the easiest for me.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Dinner, because usually like,
also,
I mean, like, I know
I eat lunch and you eat dinner at the same time.
It's because I eat dinner at 5 p.m. I eat dinner at like 4:35.
So yeah.
I have a kid. And they go to bed early, right? So, yeah. But dinner is always really easy for me because I always like know what I'm going to cook. Yeah. Right. So like tonight, I know that we're making tacos for dinner because I bought all the ingredients to make tacos. And last night I knew that we were going to have steaks and rice because that's what we had bought. And the night before, I knew that I was going to make a baked chicken because that's what I bought ingredients for. And but like lunch, I'm always like, I like open the fridge. Such an ADHD thing. Open the fridge. I just like stare at it. I'm like, what can I eat?
Yeah.
Want to know what I ate this morning? Actually, I meant to bring this up in our last recording because I wanted to talk about the fact that my tongue is burnt right now on pizza rolls.
Oh, I love pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls are so good.
I love pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, and pizza at supper time.
But that's bagel bites. Bagel bites.
My bad.
Bagel bites.
Similar.
Yeah. Which, just so you know, I also have in my freezer right
now. But not as good, I would say, as pizza rolls. I love pizza rolls. Oh, God.
I don't know if I would say not as good. Different.
Listen, once again, we can have different opinions. I just am trying to break this enmeshment that we have, okay? I'm allowed to feel like I like pizza rolls.
You
more.
Are allowed to like Domino's and I'm allowed to like Pizza Hut.
There it is. And, you know, we end up talking about the same types of foods. I think we're just, you know.
We like the form they come in differently.
Cheese, bread.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Chick-fil-A. Okay. Right before we recorded, I was playing a game with Jen and she was like, why don't we just do this on the recording? So this is a piece of art, but it's not going to be as fun for people that are listening. This is a piece of art that my daughter came home with yesterday. What do you think this is?
Okay. I'm going to say a ghost.
Yeah. You had the first half right. We did this before.
On like a springboard, like a ghost or eating is... It's either a ghost puking up in like a swivels, a square, or the ghost is like on this like springboard.
It is a ghost smelling a brownie.
Never would have gotten that.
That's good for four and a half.
Listen, I'm not judging this your daughter.
This girl is an artist.
She's four. She's
four. I'm that mom that's like, my kid is the smartest.
You're like, she is Picasso. How dare you not guess
she
this?
Is a prodigy. Look at this. That is a bat.
I thought it was
shark.
A panda.
With the wings.
Beautiful. She's
my
good.
Kid.
She is.
I'm totally that mom.
You're going to frame it.
Frame it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So let's go back to changing long-term friendships, how to navigate them. Okay, this comes up every time. Every time someone's like, thank you for talking about this. I feel so alone and I'm so scared about this. And that is really hard to hear because this is incredibly difficult.
Yeah. The first question we got is, why is it so hard to accept friendships and closeness levels changing? I was thinking about this question because I think that when things change in a relationship, so often we're looking for like something, someone to blame, right? Or something bad happens in order to create that. And I think so often in friendships and closeness, like none of that has to be true in order for the closeness to change. Like, I think a lot of it is very much rooted in like different life stages. And I think that our brain goes to something must be wrong. We must have done something wrong. They must be mad at me, right? Like our brain jumps to like something bad is happening, as opposed to we're just in different stages of life right now. And they're really busy and I'm really busy. And it makes it just hard to stay in touch, especially if you don't live in the same area. I think that is real. That's a really important thing to highlight. Like, you know, like you can have friends that live 30 minutes away and it still feels like a state away when you're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
It really just ends up being different logistical factors in a lot of times. And I think that that's really hard to just say nothing has happened. It is just our lives that have created this distance.
Yeah.
Anyone else feeling like the mental load of making dinner, the planning, the shopping, the prep, figuring out the timing? It's a little heavy to carry, huh? Same. That's why I am so grateful for Hungry Root. The food quality, simple recipes, true tastiness, and delivery right to my door is truly a game changer. When getting started, you take a fun, short quiz and Hungry Root will get to know you, what you like to eat, and more. Then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use, so you can sit back, relax, and offload the many steps of meal planning. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high-quality meat and seafood, healthy snacks, smoothies, sweets, ready meals, kids' snacks and meals, vitamins, supplements, much more. My favorite item from my latest box was the honey citrus chopped salad, lemon pepper chicken, and the four cheese tortellini. You gotta try it for yourself. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole trusted ingredients. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Shrink Chicks listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shrinkchicks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
I am thrilled that the weather is finally warming up here in Philly. I went to switch out my closet the other day from my fall winter wear to my spring summer wear and noticed that I very much needed a refresh. So thank goodness for Quince that allows me to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I refresh my closet with the high-waisted linen shorts that come in multiple colors and patterns, the comfiest cotton tees, and my latest favorite, the smocked mini dress. And don't miss out on their accessories. Quince has the coolest sunglasses and 14 karat gold jewelry to complete any look. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, making me feel even better about my purchases. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/shrinkchicks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shrinkchicks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shrinkchicks.
I think somebody had the next question was like, why is this sometimes more painful than a romantic breakup? And I think the thing is actually sometimes our friendships are more fulfilling than a romantic relationship. We don't like saying that out loud. But I also think like it's a wish, like people always be like, oh, well, that's why you call your friends, right? And not your partner. Like sometimes we like, there's a weird thing where it's like almost like I can accept the limits of my romantic relationship, but I struggle to accept the limits of my platonic relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that that goes along with how much we talk about the limits of romantic relationships mm-hmm. and how much, you know, it's discussed. And it's because your romantic relationship is like really, you know, it plays a huge role in your overall happiness in your life. Yep. And I think friendships are like this like beautiful bonus that we have, right? Like they're not supposed to take from us at all, you know, in our minds. But yeah, I think that to look at a friendship just like we look at any other relationship is that they also have their limits, right? And like there are going to be times where you disagree and there's going to be times where you get, you know, you might have arguments or you might have distance in your relationship. And I think we have so many tools in our romantic relationships to be able to work through things like that because we talk about it all the time. There's couples therapy, but we don't really have the tools in our friendship as much. You know, like we don't yeah. really develop these tools. We don't really talk about like, how do we have those conversations? Like the boundaries around your friendships and what to communicate about are much more skewed
yeah.
than the boundaries around your romantic relationship.
I struggle with getting close to people and vulnerability due to a bad friendship breakup. How to move forward?
Mm.
Right. Have you processed through that bad friendship breakup and how painful it was?
Yeah.
And then the hard thing is you could say the same thing even in a romantic relationship, right? How do I put myself back up there? How do I trust again? And that is really difficult when we've had an ending. Who can I be close to? Who can I feel safe with? And I think you'll have to do an inventory for yourself about how would you know if the next relationships are safe, right? The same yeah. we would say in a friendship relationship is, okay, well, what are your green flags in friendships, not just romantic relationships?
Oh, that's good. I love that idea of looking at what your green flags are in your friendships.
What would you say?
Openness.
Mm.
I've said that to you before. I love, yeah. you know, it's just like.
You always know where I stand, baby.
Always know where you stand, you know? And I also just love when there is this like level of openness in relation. I think it also allows me to feel open mm-hmm. in a friendship, in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's number one for me. What about you?
I think for me, it's hard. I think that because of who we are and what we do, sometimes it's easier for me to feel used by people or feel like they don't actually want a friendship from me. They want something from me. And I feel like I have experienced that a lot. Like people love asking stuff of me. And that's not a problem. I want to be there for my friends. It's just a problem if I don't feel like it's reciprocal. I don't feel like there's even safety for me to ask for anything from you. And for my close friendships, I will, right? I said to you on Monday, I said, I got to talk to you. I need you to get on a Zoom.
I was so scared.
And I'm like, how fucked up did my eyes look?
Oh my God. I knew when we got on that Zoom, you would be crying.
Yeah. I was just like sobbing my eyes out. Yeah. And I was like, listen, I am feeling exhausted. I'm feeling defeated. I'm really falling the fuck apart. But there's a lot of my relationships that I would still call friendships that I don't feel like I can make that call to.
Yeah.
I also have a lot of people that will be like, well, let me know if you need anything, but it's not like substantial, right? My best friend Brielle, she said to me a few weeks ago, she was, okay, I'm going to come to your house at this time. Here's what I can do. Like, I'm going to come and do this, or you're going to come to my house and I'm going to help you out that morning. And just for someone to say something very tangible, even if I don't yes. need it, is very helpful for me to feel safety because it's already incredibly difficult for me to ask for help.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, something that feels like mutually beneficial and reciprocal and safe for me
yeah.
that I don't feel like I have to perform for them. Because, you know, I'm always feeling like I have to perform and be a, you know, dancing monkey or something.
We were talking about Coyote Ugly because Emily was watching it on repeat for some reason.
I watched Coyote. Wait. This week alone, I've watched Coyote Ugly 3 times, and I'm in the season 2 of Entourage. And let me be clear, both are horrible and amazing.
Okay. But we decided, you know, I was like, why are you watching Coyote Ugly so much? Is it because you really relate to her? Because she had no money. And she had no money and she's performing.
And that is how I feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like singing her songs. And
that's
how
I feel.
Yeah. I said, Leanne Rimes is going to come save you. Just like she saved her in Coyote Ugly.
Do you think she'll come?
Absolutely.
Your savior would be Alanis Morissette. Oh my gosh. Wish they were blasting the most amazing remix of Alanis Morissette yesterday at the gym. And I was like, what is the name of this playlist? I have to send this to Jen. It was called Throwback Throwdowns.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm looking for it now.
Yes. Okay. So How do I come to terms with a friend ending our friendship when I've been hurt a lot in the past by friend loss? That is really hard because people are allowed to end relationships. And it can also be a trigger of a wound we have from before.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we do have to separate this, right? Sometimes somebody ending a relationship actually isn't the worst thing in the world. Sometimes it's a really healthy thing to do and it's beneficial. But when it hurts a wound that's already there and raw, we have to be able to like sort of separate these two things.
Yeah. And, you know, if someone is ending a friendship with you, then, you know, and I think this is going to sound kind of like a cliche thing to say that like people say it when they end romantic relationships is that, you know, my sense is that's probably not a relationship that you want to be in. Right. And this goes back to our green flag conversation around like, what if you look around in your life, what are the healthy friendships that you have? What do they encompass for you? Like, what do they give to you? And the ones that have ended, how were they different? You know, what did maybe they take from you or what was different about them? Because it is the case that you are going to be compatible with certain people and not compatible with other people. That's just the nature of relationships in general. And you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Does anyone know I have that tattoo, though? I don't actually know if that joke worked.
I'm not sure. Also, no one can see our faces.
I have a tattoo that is two porcelain teacups and it says not everyone's cup of tea, because that's for damn sure.
And I think it's like a beautiful thing to just accept that, because when you try to be everyone's cup of tea, you're molding yourself to fit what other people's needs are, as opposed to being your true authentic self. And there are certain people who are going to say this, you know, this is compatible and you're going to feel that too. And then other people you're just not going to be compatible with.
Yeah. My therapist must say like 50 times a session, like you are not for everyone.
Yeah.
But there's a safety in wanting to be for everyone, because then it feels like, okay, well, if I'm for everyone, no one hates me and everyone likes me and everything's good and I can control it all. I want to talk about this one. Do you think it's possible to stay close when you're completely different life stages, like being a new mom versus single and dating? And then it goes into somebody else had asked about, two of my friends just became parents and are so much closer because of it. I feel left out being child-free. Will this get better? I will say this. When you're in different life stages, it makes sense for the relationship to change in some ways. There will be parts of that person that you don't understand or relate to the same way. And what would it be like to try to meet your friend in the new version of themselves? And does your friend meet you with the new version of themselves as well?
As someone who is child-free and all of, you know, my friends are in the stage of having children, at least most of them.
And a lot of your friends have babies at the same time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Pregnancy Back, baby.
Pregnancy
Which
Back.
Which was the best Lifetime movie ever. We should try to find that on DVD.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so great. It's about a group of teenage girls, but I believe it's a true story. Also, like all purposely try to get pregnant at the same time. And they all do. They're like all in high school.
Wow.
It's like a real story. It's so good.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I have never watched a Lifetime movie in my life.
No. How can that be true? You would love them.
Really?
Jen.
I just always found them so...
We're going to have a night. This is what we're going to do.
Sounds
cool. Everyone get ready. We're going to do a YouTube episode where it's just us watching and reviewing Lifetime movies. They are phenomenal.
We should do a YouTube series in general where we are watching things and analyzing them from a therapeutic perspective. I really think people would love that.
Don't you think people must do that? That's already got to be a thing people do on YouTube, no?
Probably, but like... We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, we can just do it our way. But specifically, let's do some Lifetime movies. So,
yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay, and note for Jen, after this episode, please watch some Lifetime.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So how difficult has that been for you?
So I think that I am also very conscious of the fact that like I know and I was prepared for the fact that this, because we're in different life stages, is bound to create a little bit of separation. And I do try to meet my friends who are in this life stage from what they're... I'm also just really curious about people in general. So like, I think it's really cool to watch my friends become mothers and how that has you know, change things for them and like watch how it changes kind of relationships for them. And I almost look at it from more of an objective perspective as opposed to this means something about me. Like I think that's really helpful in not taking it personally because I don't feel like it's personal to me. I feel like it's just a, you know, a factor of just being in different life stages. And this goes back to the conversation around, I think so many times when there is distance in a relationship, we're often looking for like, this must mean they don't like me or they don't want to connect with me or, and we take it very personally as opposed to just saying like, this is just a matter of being in different stages right now.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay to integrate yourself into those stages. I think that there's also so many times where, you know, people with kids don't invite people who don't have kids because they just assume that you don't want to hang out with their child.
Did you know that billions of plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles end up in landfills every year? I used to contribute to that waste, constantly buying single-use plastic cleaning products without giving it much thought. But then I discovered Blueland, and it has been a game changer. Blueland has helped me eliminate the need for single-use plastic and the products I reach for the most. They are reinventing cleaning essentials. Their approach is simple yet revolutionary. Refillable cleaning products with a sleek design that not only looks great on your counter, but also reduces plastic waste significantly. What I love most is the convenience. With Blueland, I never worry about running out of cleaning supplies or lugging bulky bottles from the store. From hand soap to toilet bowl cleaner to laundry tablets that each smell incredible, all Blueland products are made with clean ingredients you can feel good about. I was blown away when I received my first Blueland order. I immediately filled the bottles with water and their tablets, which was so easy to try everything out. And the ingredients are clean, the scents are refreshing, and the packaging is just so cute. Blueland is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine. If you're ready to make a positive change for the planet without sacrificing cleanliness or convenience, Blueland has you covered. Blueland has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/shrinkchicks. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/shrinkchicks for 15% off. That's blueland.com/shrinkchicks to get 15% off.
A really fun fact about me that you might not know is that if I let my hair dry natural, it is a frizzball mess, which is one of the many reasons I absolutely love Prose. I truly never thought that I would be able to embrace my natural hair texture. Ever since I switched to a custom hair routine with Prose, I've noticed so many benefits. Less frizzy hair, yes, but beyond that too. My hair is shinier, healthier, and so much more manageable. Filming the podcast every week makes checking out my hair unavoidable, and I have felt so much more confident on camera thanks to Prose. Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do. The custom shampoo and conditioner combo, plus the hydrating leave-in conditioner and hair oil, keeps the frizz at bay. It also makes for the smoothest blowout. People keep asking me if I got my hair cut or went to the salon, which is, of course, the highest compliment. Prose isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're certified B Corp cruelty-free and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. They even have a review and refine tool which learns from my feedback and adjusts my formula to keep up with the seasons and changes in my life. I used this feature when I moved to my temporary house in New Jersey, back to my house post-construction project in Pennsylvania. Environmental factors like water source is something that Prose takes into consideration with their customization. So it was very cool that I had the ability to update my location. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin, and they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/shrinkchicks. So you get a free consultation, then 50% off at prose.com/shrinkchicks. That's prose.com/shrinkchicks.
I was going to say this other perspective, which is I had this memory of you the first time I ever, was the first time you ever met Millie? Or maybe the second, it was the first time I ever brought Millie into the office and you were there. Yeah. We were doing what we used to do in-person group supervisions before COVID. And I bring Millie in. It must have been the first time you ever met her because I come in and you said, let me hold her. And I don't know why, but I had this idea because you didn't have a kid that you like wouldn't have been like that, right? And so like there was part of me that like wasn't gonna ask you for help, and you immediately were like, let me have her, and you took her and you held her and you and like just like held her for a while, and I remember being like, oh my god, like Jen's gonna love this baby too, and like you're gonna be a part of this. But I think the thing is, when you Oh, I love you. Are you crying? Oh my God, you're crying.
That's so nice.
What made you cry about that?
I just like, it's so sweet.
But here's the thing. I think you have, especially when you become a first time mom, you like sort of feel like you need other people to ground you, right? But usually you go to people that have kids because you're like, they must get it. Or like, I'm annoying if I go to a child-free person. And something that I have found out since one of my very best friends is child-free you, is that sometimes somebody in a different life stage can actually support you more than you realize. I think that there's a thought that it's like, you couldn't, or you couldn't get me in a similar way. And maybe you can't. There's certain stuff you can't get, the exhaustion or the sleep or whatever. But what you could get, what did happen is that you had the bandwidth to support me because you weren't traumatized by being a mom at the same time. And we talked about this in terms of the episode we did with Jenny Wise Black about media.
Yeah.
But one of the things she really talked about was that, like, we can't be traumatized and support other people going through trauma.
Yeah.
And becoming a first-time mom is a bit traumatizing.
Yeah.
But I think you think that you want to turn towards these other people, and maybe that's not true. So I would also say, if you're feeling left out from these people, say to your girlfriends, hey, can I come over?
Yes.
And join you guys, all cook dinner while you have the kids, or all play with the kids, right? Like, try to meet them where they're at. I think that's one thing that we struggle to do. So many people wrote in about, like, my friend moved away or something's distant. Are you meeting your friends where they're at? Are they meeting you where you're at? It's okay for things to change, but do we allow the relationship to change with that?
And that's where I say, if you're taking it personally, right, I think our instinct is to turn inward and say, oh, well, I'm just not going to reach out because they're not reaching out to me. Or they must not, value our friendship because they're not inviting me. But there could be so many other reasons why they're not inviting. They might not, right, just as we're talking about, they might not think that you want to be a part of that, right? You know, they might be so inundated with stuff in their own life and are just assuming that, like, you're not feeling left out. So I think that having a conversation about it is so important, right? And that vulnerability is something that keeps you close. And so, for you to say, I mean, and I also had this memory of, like, when I slept over your house and Millie was, like, coming in my room at, like, 6 a.m. or something. And you were,
like, a wake-up call.
You were like, I'm so sorry. And then you were like, this is how it is, blah, blah, blah. And I, like, loved it.
You did love it.
I don't have to experience it every day. You know what I mean?
It was a joy for you.
It was a joy for me. And, you know, she's not my child. So, like, I don't have to, like, do this every single day. And I don't have to. And so, like, she would wake me up. She would get in bed with me. And we would look at pictures of my cat on my phone. And this was, like, right after you had a conversation with Erin. You were like, oh, she has had no screen time for 4 days. And then she got in my bed and I was like, want to look at my phone? And then afterwards, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I really ruined that.
That's okay. It was great. But it was so true, right? And I think that there was a part of me before that was, like, scared. I don't know that you wouldn't like it or that it would be annoying. I think you're, like, so hyper aware sometimes.
Yes.
Now, also, I'm, like, was, like, totally the person before. I mean, like, even when we go out to restaurants now, I'm like, there's kids here. Yeah. So, like, I'm also that person that's, like.
But I feel that way about kids I don't know.
Yeah, it's different when you, like, know them and love
them. It's different when you know them. It's different when you see them. And it's so cool to see your friends, like, spawn. That's not the right word.
Is it? Is that the right word?
I think spawn's used for, like, the devil or something. Hold on.
I feel like it's used for, like, frogs or amphibians or something. I don't know if that's true. What's spawn mean? Googling it?
Yeah, actually, you're right.
It's amphibians, right?
Yeah, wow. You're a scientist. Holy
this
shit.
This bitch be smart.
You missed your fucking calling.
Yes.
The fish spawn among fine-leaved plants. Anyway, I'm still going to use it. It is so truly wonderful to see your friends become parents and, like, see what they've created and how, once again, I'm really curious about people. I think it's fascinating. And so I might be in a different boat than other people. But, you know, I love what you said about meeting them where they are and that, like, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't want to see you or don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have written, somebody had wrote, like, friendship with history, but you've grown apart. Well, have you tried to grow together? Have you talked about that? Have you done different stuff? I have one of my best friends from my you know, high school and to college, moved to DC, and it was definitely hard. And now, you know, there's a, usually I'm like, what weekend is your husband going to play golf? And then I'll go stay with her for that weekend. Not that I don't love her husband, but like, you know, just like have some time.
It's a little different, yeah.
And I get to like experience her world for a little bit and live in it. And it's such a wonderful time. And we don't talk all the time anymore, but like, it is like, here's what I can do in adulthood. And it's great. One of my other great friends from college just came out from California because she happened to have like a wedding in the area, come stayed here. We don't talk that often. And she stayed here and it was freaking awesome. So like, and I had to learn other stuff about who you hang out these days and what is your job like? And like, there was a lot of stuff I didn't know about her that I got to re-know about this person.
Yeah.
And when you take your ego out of it and imagine yourself as like, okay, I'm meeting 2.0 version of this person. And the same thing is in your relationships.
And I would also, you know, I love those friendships where like you don't have to talk all the time and you know when you see them, it's like you pick right back up. And a lot of times that's friendships that have history.
Yeah.
But it also might be the case that your version of staying close is different than their version of staying close, right?
Yeah.
Like where for you, it might be, oh, we have to talk on the phone every other week in order to consider us close friends, where they might consider you close friends even if you're not talking on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have this time apart, if you have this ability to pick right back up when you saw them last, right? Like even the friends that you're referencing them, right? Like you're really close friends with them even though you don't talk to them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that that's another thing to ask yourself is like, what's your definition of what it means to be a close friend in adulthood and as your lives are changing and growing? Because it doesn't necessarily mean because your relationships are different that that means that you're growing apart. It might just be that your relationship is different than it used to be.
I like this one. I miss my closest friends from college, but whenever we talk, it's just not the same. I think that this is such a similar thing. And, you know, I'm going to blame, you know, RIP to Matthew Perry, but I'm going to blame some stuff on friends right now, which is that I think for a lot of us, we had this idea that we're always going to have a close group of friends throughout time. And then for some of us in college, you like legitimately did have a close group of friends you hung out with all the time and it was normal to see each other.
Lived with them.
Yes, lived with them. You're like, you know what I mean? Like living in a, you know, a dorm or apartments or whatever. And then it's like, it's going to be hard to get back to that when you're not seeing somebody every day and you're not doing the same thing, right? In college, you're like, okay, we are like, even if we're in different classes, we're going to classes, we have the same general routine and here's how it is. It's going to be different as you get older, right? So one, I'm not saying that you don't miss those people, but I also wonder how much you miss that time.
Yeah.
And how much you miss community.
And I love that because I think that then we attribute it to, oh, it's not the same, right? Like it must be our friendships are not the same. No, like your time in life is not the same. In college, you had no responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
right? You sleep late, maybe go to class, maybe don't go to class. And as you get older, your responsibilities grow, right? As you become a parent, your responsibilities grow. As you get in a relationship, your responsibilities grow. And of course, things are different. Things are bound to be different, but I think we're quick to attribute that to a break or a rift in a relationship where it's just a natural progression of what's happening in both of your lives.
All right. One more for Dear Emma Jen.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
BFF in a demanding career and prioritizes work where I value relationships and work breaks.
Ooh. Are we the right people to answer this one?
I'm not sure.
Are we biased? I'm going to go back to the same thing. How do we meet people where we're at?
Yeah.
How do we say to our friend, I love you and I know you value your career and can you and I have go out for dinner this week? Or could we go out? You know what I mean? Like my one good friend, Natalie, who we've had on the show before as my, you know, one of my very dear friends is a dietitian, owns Balanced Nutrition. She's the best. One of the things that we do a lot for some reason is get pedicures together. I don't know why. I do not get pedicures with anyone else. I don't even fucking get pedicures. But it's like, oh, let's meet up and get a pedicure. We both run businesses. We're kind of busy. And that's the time we can find together. So sometimes also it's like, here, let's do this activity together.
Yeah.
Right? And like, it's going to be different. And you have different values and neither of those are wrong. But once again, how do we meet people where they're at? Dear Em and Jen, let's do it, babes.
Dear Em and Jen, My sister-in-law, 36-year-old female, has been a difficult person throughout our wedding process. My fiance, 30 male, has talked to her and told her to be more open to me, and her actions are showing me otherwise. She has given me side eyes, snarky faces, and just the way she is towards me and my family has been brutal. Everyone notices this, including strangers. Apparently, she's been mad ever since we didn't include her in the wedding party, which was over 2 years ago. If she told us back then, we could have included her in some way, but now it's too late. My fiance is going to have another talk with her before the wedding to tell her to put the bitter feelings aside and be happy for him on the day of his wedding. But I want to talk to her later in hopes of having a heart-to-heart of what she might be going through. I really dislike the feeling of her being there with her being so upset still. I have empathy for her because there's so much going on in her life, but it's weird to me to not be happy for your brother. Help, sad future wife. I like when people sign off like a name.
It's such a, I feel like that is such a dear, what was that thing that used to be in the
Dear Abby?
Dear Abby. It's such a Dear Abby thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody's this mad is really hurting. Right? So your future sister-in-law is like going through a tremendous amount of pain, clearly. And probably is not doing the best job of getting her needs met. And so sometimes when people are really struggling, they don't do great at having direct communication of, hey, really sucks I wasn't in the wedding party. That really hurt me to not be included. And I think that's something to consider is, how did you hurt this person? Yeah. If you know this, have you ever brought this up to them? I am really sorry this hurt so bad. I did not know that was going to hurt you. Never when I planned out this wedding party did I think this would end up like this. And I probably wouldn't have done it this way if so.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a hard thing. And I think it's also hard. I also would imagine the person writing in really wants people to like them.
Yeah.
And this is pretty fucking triggering that this person is choosing to be very passive aggressive about it.
Yeah. Also, you had said, I have empathy for her because there's so much going on in her life. So I wonder what that is, right? What she's going through. And, you know, weddings can be really triggering for other people, especially when you're going through it. I think big events can be really triggering for other people when they're going through something hard in their lives. And it's really hard, you know, to navigate your own emotional response towards it. And so I think that that's, you know, really beautiful for you to be able to develop that empathy because you can understand that she's going through something in her life. But especially when someone in our lives is like going through something really joyous, right? And like the whole family's getting together to support it. And you're seeing all these people happy and you don't feel happy because of something that's happening in your own life. And the disparity in that intensifies the feeling and allows that person to direct it in a lot of ways. And so it just, in a similar way to what we're talking about in this episode, it sounds like you're in very different places right now, emotionally, right? Yeah. Where, you know, her brother's really happy, you're really happy, you guys are getting married, and she is not in the same place. And it sounds like this, her not being included in the wedding party just intensified that feeling for her.
Here's what I would also say. This person is really hurting and bitter. Do not let their bitterness make you bitter.
Yes.
Because that's what can happen here.
Yeah.
If anything you take from this is really sad. This person is missing out on being happy for their sibling. It's really sad this person is missing out on joyous time. It is. And do not let their bitterness take you down too. Focus on what is important, your love for your partner, what you're surrounded by, and let that person say, okay, that person is suffering. I cannot let that consume me. All right.
And that's our episode.
We always ask you to rate, review, subscribe, follow on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on Instagram at Shrink Chicks or at the Therapy Group. If you are getting started in your therapeutic journey, looking to change your therapeutic journey, or looking to continue on, we would love to connect you with one of our amazing clinicians at thetherapygroup.com. If you want to do some individual work, you can go on Amazon and check out the Shrink Chicks Journal. It's starting to get pretty cold out, especially in Pennsylvania. So check out our amazing merch online. We have great beanies and sweatsuits and all the wonderful things. Thank you so much for listening. We are eternally grateful to you all, especially going into this holiday season. We love you. And then don't forget that to grow yourself, you got to know yourself. We'll see you next week.
Welcome to Raw Beauty Talks. I'm your host, Erin Treloar. Ready to peer behind the highlight reel and all those polished pictures of the world's biggest influencers and wellness experts? We're going to uncover what beauty, health, and wellness truly means in today's world. Warning though, there will be no surface level conversations here. As someone who really struggled with disordered eating and negative body image, after trying to check all those be healthy boxes, I became a health coach because I'm passionate about redefining health and wellness so that it's less about the weight on the scale and more about how we feel. I truly believe how you feel on the inside reflects out into every aspect of your life. So if you're ready to go below skin deep to tap into a whole other level of wellness, you're in the right place. Let's pull back the curtain for some raw beauty talks.